Seek you first the kingdom of God. Find out how the kingdom works. The kingdom worked by faith and love. The kingdom worked through words. The kingdom of God, if you're not using God's word, the kingdom won't work for you. Woo. What is the word? What God has said about you? I don't know what it said. That's your problem. You need to get it's right here. Get in there and find out what he said. And one of the things he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And most people walk around like they're forsaken, forgotten, and not loved. Right? But he said, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Settle the fact. Stay in that word long enough. Stay in the presence of God long enough. Keep it coming out of your mouth long enough till you settle the fact that you know inside of you. You got it. I am the righteousness of God. I have been made right with God. God loves me. There's nothing he won't do for me. Every promise he made to me, he watch over that promise day and night to fulfill it in my life. Every time I call unto him, he answer me. I am not condemned. I am not guilty. I am not ashamed. There is no good thing he'll withhold from me because I'm walking upright before him. I walk by faith. I don't walk by my feeling. I walk by faith and not by sight. I walk in love. Therefore, I know my faith works. Hallelujah. So, find out how the kingdom works. Said what? Seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all the... Oh, we over there seeking the thing. He said he never told you to seek anything. He received the thing. You got the money, go buy the thing. Why? Because he supplied the money for you to buy. Hello? He tell you what job to work on. Amen. He tell you what job, then he tell you how to work. Treat that boss man like you are treating me. That's what God is saying. Work for him like you're working for me. Maybe that's the reason why your money's funny. You working for him. The boss man like you work for Jesus and you don't have work for Jesus. Would you run to the bathroom on Jesus and stay in there half hour, cheating him out of the time? No, it don't take you on half hour. Use the bathroom. And you know that, and I know that, and we all know that man that got you high know that too. He ain't crazy. He's been to the bathroom before. And why are you trying to pull that off on him? And if that's the way you do it, if that's the way you're doing your boss, man, maybe why stuff is like it is. But notice what it said. You seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Find out how a righteous man act. Find out how the kingdom of God operate and act like a righteous man. A righteous man won't do that kind of stuff. I'm just using for example, you know. When you get on that man's job, do you give your best or you just trying to get by? Come on. I'm talking about we're believers. We're talking about believers. I ain't talking about no sinner. That's what they're going to do, whatever they can get by with. Do you give him your best? Are you grumbling while you're working? Or maybe he asked you to do a little something extra and you just went off on him. Maybe that's why things, but we'll find out how to walk in love. Amen. We'll find out how to trust God. We'll find out the love of God is on the inside of us. But now look at the next verse. Look at the next verse. All these things shall be added unto thee. Therefore, take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For tomorrow what? shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. In other words, this is what the Gentiles do. They try to make sure they got their stuff together. But we don't take no thought about thing because God is taking care of us. We just make sure we do things like he said. We walk in truth. We give that man our best. When we're working for him, we give our best. We just don't throw something up and try to get by with it. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is right there on the inside of me. Right. He's not off up in heaven, don't know what I'm doing. He's right there with me to help me to do it good. Help me to give that man the best work. I don't know what would it look like me to get up here and to try to preach something to con you out of something. No, I'm here. I'm up here to speak the truth according to the revelation that I received from God. You know, I got no sense to stay away from stuff I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay. All right, just in case you didn't know that, I'm going to tell you, I do. Matthew 7:11. If ye then being who? Evil. Know how to give what? Unto who? Wait a minute. How many of you that, because we got grandchildren now, and sometimes they act like our children. But anyway, we got grandchildren. But how many of you would leave the house, leave the church tonight, and go by and find you a rattlesnake? Take it and give it to your child. You wouldn't even do that when you were unsaved, would you? Would you? If you do, I'm going to take you outside and tie you to a tree. We're going to pray for you till you get right. But listen to this. If you then being who even know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more? How much more? Now watch this. Go ahead and get James 1:17. Get it ready. How much more shall your heavenly Father, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give what? Give what kind of gift? Good gifts. To who? Them that ask him. He give what kind of gifts to them that ask him? James, go ahead and give me James 1:17. Every, how many? Every good gift and every is from and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness. That means there's no variation. He's this time and something else the next time. Neither a shadow of turning. And he's right on the inside of you. Now, I think it's James 4:4-2. Go there anyway. Let's see if that's it. James 4:2. Let me see. Yes, let's back up to 1. We'll get it. Back up to 1. James 4:1. Now listen to this. We're going to get back in that book in just a minute. James 4:1. We're going to get there.